Welcome to episode 1490. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am honored you are here. And I'm very excited to share with you a meditation technique that is a fantastic technique to help with circulation. And this is a technique that you do with your hands. It's called a mudra. And this week's series we're exploring is all about ambition. And so today's technique is the Vajra mudra. And mudras are a way you position your hands, and they stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. It's similar to acupuncture or yoga. In fact, people call it yoga in your hands. So there are simple techniques, and many of you tell me that they have become your favorite technique. So this mudra, I'll just go ahead and explain it to you now, and you can go ahead and start doing it. It helps, as I mentioned, to stimulate circulation. And what this does is it enhances your focus and your memory. So to do it, you do this with both of your hands. You touch your thumb to the fingernail of your, the side of your finger, touching your fingernail of your middle finger. And your index finger is pointed outward. So it looks like you're making the number one with your hands. And then your little finger and your ring finger are just kind of curled down gently in your palm. And that's it. That's the Vajra mudra that helps with your stimulation. Again, you take your thumb and you touch it right to your middle finger at the fingernail. Right at the side on the fingernail, your index finger is pointed upward, your other fingers are kind of curled downward. It looks like you're making the number one sign. And place your hands with your palms upward doing this mudra, and you just place your hands on your lap or on your knees, wherever you normally place your hands when you meditate. I have a photo of this mudra on my Sip and Om Facebook page. You can go ahead and take a look at it there if you're curious about it. And while you're there, you may want to join our private Facebook group for the podcast. And just send me a message there on my Facebook page saying, hey, I'd like to join your group, and I will gladly add you. I do live guided meditations there in that group periodically. I did one just the other day that you can view. And I will mention that if you want deeper, longer guided meditations, as well as a journal that goes along with each week's theme and guides with the techniques organized for you with photos so you can see exactly how you do the different techniques for the week, you can find that at our new Sip and Om app. And we offer that for both iOS and Android. So you are covered. Again, that's SIP, S-I-P, and A-N-D, Om, O-M, the Sip and Om app. Now for you, as you get ready to settle into your meditation, doing this mudra, I'll guide you through a visualization to help improve your ambition. And when I say improve, what I mean by that is sometimes when we consider ambition, we may think that it's not a good thing, that how can we be mindful and meditate and still be ambitious? Well, actually, when you meditate, you become very clear, and so you're much better able to pursue your goals. But one of the most important attributes of a mindfulness or meditation practice is that it helps you to live moment by moment. Instead of in the future, thinking about what's coming up, or that brings with it fears and worry and anxiety. And also looking back into the past where you may have regret, sadness, even joy, thinking of the past, of memories, but it takes you away from this present moment. And so you can begin to lose your focus and your ambitions and different things you want to pursue can not really be crystal clear. And there is quite a bit of research done on how people feel when they achieve their goals. And what they find is very surprising. Many people who achieve great goals, whether the goal was to lose a lot of weight or to get their dream career advancement or to make all this money, a certain amount of money, and then they felt they would be happy, or to finally travel to this incredible location. What they found is that the happiness was pretty fleeting. There was a sense of achievement, but the joy, the enduring peace of mind and happiness just didn't last. And so really it became quite a disillusionment for people who had these goals and ambitions that they accomplished. And that has a lot to do with expectations for the future. Instead of enjoying the process, living your life moment by moment. So as you get ready to meditate and as you go through this series, consider more how you can enjoy whatever it is you're doing at any given moment. So as you close your eyes and sit up straight and begin to relax your body, releasing tension. With your eyes elevated at the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. Visualize a flame right at your navel, your stomach. And this is a flame that lights you up inside and purifies you. And visualize that flame burning brightly, spreading throughout your body, and burning up worries and fears, regret, sadness, those emotions that keep you attached to the past or the future. Purify these thoughts and emotions with your flame. The flame burns brightly and spreads throughout your body, warming you, circulating energy throughout your body. The mudra improves your circulation and your focus. Continue meditating, going into inner silence, visualizing this flame. You are so worth slowing down.